to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Last summer, Elder David A. Bednar encouraged us all to spread the gospel and our own testimonies online. He suggested that we use the hashtag #ShareGoodness in order for all of those positive posts to be aggregated and put together so that people could just view them all in one place. So since then, the social movement among Latter-day Saints has taken off in a really remarkable way on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, Pinterest, and even YouTube channels, among others. What we're talking about today is how to do that, how to share something so deeply personal and sacred online without being inauthentic or feeling preachy. I know a lot of people can feel shy about doing this because they might fear hurting feelings of friends who are members of other religious denominations, or maybe somebody who stepped away from the LDS church. However, we contacted a social media expert in New York City to share with us his tips on sharing goodness while still being true to yourself. His name is Mike Matthews, and he's a social marketing consultant and adjunct instructor at NYU, and also works extensively with the youth in his stake in Manhattan. Here's what he had to say.
I was asked to put together some of my thoughts and my recommendations for members of the church regarding sharing their faith online without being pushy or overzealous, but being authentic, like Elder Bednar has counseled us wisely to be. And I'm sitting in my office, and I'm writing and rewriting on my laptop, and I became increasingly more and more interested to know really how I was personally perceived by others regarding my faith or my religion online. And so I decided to just ask. I closed my laptop and I walked out of my office, and I walked 10 blocks to my old office where I worked for 5 years. And I spoke with a former coworker who is friends with me on Facebook and also friends in real life. And so now you'll meet Jen. Jen is a native New Yorker. She's a Penn State grad, a lawyer by trade, had absolutely no idea I was stopping in to ask her these questions, had no prep time. To put in context some of her responses to my questions, I, for the last 8 years, have worked in a lot of different callings related to the youth. And so kind of think about stake dances and youth conferences and such. And the first question that I asked Jen as I sat down in her office was, whenever you see me post something regarding my faith, online, what is your first reaction to that?
I think that it probably has made me think that Mormons are more accepting or open than I thought they were, because I'll see you with a diverse bunch of kids, and I always picture Mormons as very white. It's taught me that the Mormon church is more diverse than I thought.
So I hadn't messed with the church just yet, but I did want to find out from Jen what are some new things that she's learned about the Mormon faith.
Like the dances, the outings, I think you have some like events that maybe speakers or something like that are just things I wouldn't normally associate with a bunch of Mormon kids doing necessarily.
As you can probably tell, I share a lot of things about the youth from the New York stake. It's really hard not to. They're kind of incredible kids. I then asked Jen a question that I trust that she would actually answer honestly, is that at any point have I ever come across as perhaps pushy or preachy?
Definitely. No, I'm only kidding. No, you don't come across as pushy or preachy.
So now I wanted to get Jen's thoughts around what is a healthy way to share our faith online, and perhaps even how she approaches it.
I do think Facebook creates false courage. It's almost like beer muscles, to use a bad analogy, but people feel like they can say whatever they want because they're hiding behind a computer. So I think people sometimes will go further than they would if they were standing in front of your face. So I don't like when it's used to bully or to be preachy, maybe, but you should be who you are.
Right.
I think if somebody said, and this is just biased towards how I would do it, but I think if you say something like, you know, I've seen a lot about X, and I just want to correct a misconception. This is actually what it is. I mean, I'm thinking about, maybe it doesn't fit exactly, but that young Muslim boy who just got arrested for making a clock.
Right.
And people post crazy things that I see on Facebook all the time about Muslims and related to their religion and Islam. And so I think it's okay if you say, look, I've seen, you know, 10 posts today about how violent my religion is, but in truth, the Quran says X.
I'm sure all of us have witnessed or even been a part of some uglier discussions about sensitive topics on social media before. If you haven't yet, just wait until we get closer and closer to the next presidential election, and just watch. So for those people that are a little shyer about sharing their faith online, these are some of Jen's thoughts.
I also think it's fine to be tolerant. It's good to be tolerant of other people, but also to be proud of who you are. So, you know, when I was a kid, even though there's a million Jews, my family left Brooklyn and we went to Long Island, we went far out, and there were not any Jews in the neighborhood we lived in at the time. And some woman actually made a comment about Jews to my mother, which didn't go over well. But I remember being, like, embarrassed that I was Jewish, and I used to be sad. I had Hanukkah, but as an adult, I'm much more like, yeah, I'm Jewish, I'm proud of it, I'll make fun of us, but, you know. But I think it's important to have that sense of pride, so it is important to educate other people, because people still say and think really ignorant things right. about every religion.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of any religion, including my own, to an extreme, but I'm not a fan of anything really to an extreme, except maybe like black and white cookies.
Thank you for indulging me. Thank you for listening. Hopefully that was interesting, and perhaps you had some thoughts of your own as you listened to our discussion. When I walked back from her office to mine, I had a lot of thoughts, some of which I'll share on the blog.
We want to thank Mike for being willing to talk about this. For more information about sharing goodness online, Mike will also be writing a blog post for the Mormon Channel blog. You can see that later on this month. The quote of the day is from Elder David A. Bednar from his 2014 BYU Education Week talk. He said, "The Lord is hastening his work, and it is no coincidence that these powerful communication innovations and inventions are occurring in the dispensation of the fullness of times. Social media channels are global tools that can personally and positively impact large numbers of individuals and families. And I believe the time has come for us as disciples of Christ to use these inspired tools appropriately and more effectively to testify of God the Eternal Father, his plan of happiness for his children, and his Son, Jesus Christ, as the Savior of the world, to proclaim the reality of the restoration of the gospel in latter days, and to accomplish the Lord's work." We encourage you to find a way to share your testimony or a favorite quote, scripture, video online, or something like that this month with the Share Goodness hashtag. You never know how much your post could mean to someone else. The Mormon Channel has great content for you to share online that can uplift and inspire many. Thank you so much for listening. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.